subject loves a crackhead's child, but not his own. Dear Mr. Harvey and Miss Strawberry, I am currently residing with a childhood friend of mine who also happens to be my daughter's father. In the beginning of my pregnancy, I never told him about it out of fear of my child being rejected. But when my daughter was 9, I did tell him about her. He later moved away, and we lost contact for 15 years until we found each other on Facebook. We talked, and he spoke to our daughter. Long story short, he has a little boy in his life that is not his biological child. We now live together, and it has been hell for the both of us. One minute our daughter is his, and the next minute he will say she is not. But this is the part that bothers me. He used to deal with this young lady who was on crack and was prostituting. She has a child, and he accepts this child as his own and is constantly saying our daughter is not his. We spoke about a DNA test at one time, but that went away. I was told that since I don't accept the little boy as his, then it won't work between the two of us. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against the little boy. I have everything against how this man is when it comes to his own flesh and blood. I am at my wit's end from the same fear I had 26 years ago with our daughter being rejected. Even when my daughter came with her two sons and we're teaching her oldest son to say grandpa out loud, we were told not to teach him that because that wasn't his grandson. But yet he knows for a fact the little boy he is helping to raise is not his child. I often asked him if he was still in love with the child's mother or if he was in love with her John that helped to get her pregnant. Wow. All right. There's a lot going on in this letter. I don't know that he's still in love with the child's mother or the John, as you put it at the end of your letter. Much of the stuff, though, has to do with you and starting with you not telling him about your daughter out of fear, you say, of her being rejected. You didn't tell him about her till she was 9, and later he moved away. Cut to today, he's claiming another child, a boy, who you say is not his. Well, I say, like the man says, you know, even if it's not his biologically, he's claiming it to be his. So there's nothing really you can do about that. If you want to get a DNA test for your daughter, go ahead. She's grown now. Maybe he's trying to be in this little boy's life so he won't be out of it like he was in your daughter's. All right. So I say you have to stop rejecting this little boy. And maybe then he will act like he's your daughter's father once and for all and the kid's grandfather as well. Get the DNA test and let it go. But don't do the little boy like that, even though you say you have nothing against him. This man likes him. Steve
loves the crackhead's child, but not his own. Here's the letter, folks. This is all this is. This lady. Dear Mr. Harvey and Miss Strawberry, I'm currently residing with a childhood friend of mine who also happens to be my daughter's father. Excuse me?
Hmm.
How did you introduce us to him that way? I'm currently residing with a childhood friend of mine. You live with a man who happens to be your daughter's father. There's nothing irregular about this. In the beginning of my pregnancy, I never told him about it out of fear of my child being rejected. But when my daughter was 9, I did tell him about her. He later moved away and we lost contact for 15 years. Why did you do that? Why would you be pregnant by a man who you live with? Or was she pregnant before they moved in? Whatever. You never tell the girl or right. The father who is who.
Right.
Until that's an ignorant decision, like mm-hmm. Shirley say, from the get-go. Until we, you know, then 15 years went by. Then we found each other on Facebook. You know, Facebook needs to just go on, go to hell. Because there's just too much be happening on Facebook.
You were going to say something about that.
We talked and he spoke to our daughter. Long story short, he has a little boy in his life that is not his biological child. We now live together and it has been hell for the both of us. One minute our daughter is his and the next minute he will say she is not. Wonder where he got that from. You didn't tell him nothing about the child for 9 years. Now you want him to be all overjoyed. Where this come from? Because it sound to me like you trying to put this on him, or you would be trying to put it on me. Why would you let 9 years go by and never tell the child who her father was? That's devastating, man. And then you tell the father he got a baby and he don't know nothing about it. All right, but this is the part that bothers me. He used to deal with this young lady who was on crack and who was prostituting. She has a child and he accepts this child as his own and is constantly saying our daughter is not his. Like I say to you, the reason he's saying the daughter is not his is because for 9 years you told him it wasn't. In essence, you told him it wasn't by not telling him it was. No admission of nothing. We spoke about a DNA test at one time, but that went away. I was told that since I don't accept the little boy as his, then it won't be work between him and I. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against the little boy. Sound like it. Sound like you do. Shirley pointed that out, too. It sounds exactly like you got something against the little boy. Because what do him loving the little boy got him to do with your relationship with the daughter and you? If you had not put this distrust in the middle of it, this shakiness, this ignorant thinking of not allowing this daughter to know her father, how could you do that to the little girl? Who is my daddy? What did you tell her for 9 years? Where is my child? What did you tell him? For 9 years, you never mentioned it. All this is because of you. All this could have been avoided. The fact that the lady, a crackhead and a prostitute, ain't got nothing, and her having a little boy ain't got nothing to do with you. But you're trying to make that the issue. I have everything against how this man is when it comes to his own flesh and blood. You talking about the one he found out about 9 years later? From the woman who, for whatever the reason, and you never explained in the letter why you didn't share it, because you didn't want your daughter to feel rejection. What? You didn't want your daughter to feel rejection. So you had your daughter feel like she ain't got no daddy. That was the exchange? Really? I'm at wit's end from the same fear I had 26 years ago with our daughter being rejected. Even when my daughter came with her two sons and we were teaching her oldest son to say grandpa out loud, we were told not to teach him that because that wasn't his grandson. But yet, he knows for a fact that the little boy he's helping to raise is not his child. I often ask him if he was still in love with that child's mother or he was in love with her John that helped to get her pregnant.
Ooh.
Lady, you off into some deep stuff right here. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about the lady that was a crackhead or got pregnant. I don't know nothing about all that. It really ain't your business. You got a bigger problem. Why don't y'all just do a DNA? Now I think the girl 26 years old.
She
what
is
y'all
Steve.
Arguing about this grown woman for?
And she, who has children of her
obviously,
own?
Obviously, man, she got two kids. She done moved on. What y'all doing over there, man? You know, see, here the biggest mistake people make, though. If he didn't love her, he'll love me. If he ain't go over there, he would come here. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't with her, he would be with me. No, that ain't necessarily true.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.